Hi, and welcome to our talk channel where we discuss the latest news, views, and thought leadership hot topics. Brought to you by Auriga Services, we operate as a public benefit entity and we deliver support to customers who are experiencing financial hardship.
In today's episode, we talk to Mark Abrams, Chief Executive of Auriga Services, about the company's ambition to achieve 3 million healthy homes. Mark, what does 3 million healthy homes actually mean?
We're really excited to launch this because historically we've just looked at helping people in financial need. But the deeper you go into the circumstances of an individual, you realise there's so much more than financial. Usually, so what are the reasons that people have money worries? It could be an unexpected expenditure. It could be anything from your dishwasher breaking to an unemployment in the family, or even a member of your family passing away, getting suddenly ill and not having that backup and losing an income stream which actually was being relied on. And then people get into a small amount of debt and then potentially a lot more. So actually what we want to do is to make a whole home a healthy place. We want to look after the well-being of each individual.
Why has it been launched?
Up to now we've been helping people as individuals, and we had a target of helping 2 million people by 2020. Well, we actually reached that goal halfway through 2019. So we said, well, what's the next thing? What can Auriga do in the UK to make a real difference? And actually setting this target of 3 million by 2030 puts it out. We've got 10 years of hard graft, but the rewards will be amazing if 3 million homes in the UK that are currently suffering can be a better place to live.
How did you develop the idea of helping 3 million people? Was it just a natural transition from the 2 million target that you've smashed earlier in the year?
Well, when you're developing any plans on how you might go forward, one of the key things is say, well, what is a reasonable amount of growth? And actually, we're looking at what a reasonable amount of growth is for the individuals that are here in the business and our capacity to expand. And we think we can expand at approximately 20% per year. And that takes us to around about the 3 million figure. So it just works.
And importantly, how will it help those in vulnerable situations?
Well, our mission is to change lives every day. At the moment, we change the lives of 1,000 people every day. And actually, all we're going to be doing is more of that.
Wow, helping 1,000 people per day, that's quite a shocking statistic. How did you build up to this figure?
Well, we've been operating for 20 years. We have various schemes that are through the generosity of the water companies who set up charitable trusts to help individuals who are in need, and clearly everybody is a water customer somewhere. And by rolling out the schemes that those water companies have put in place, we can reach more and more people.
And how are you going to achieve the ambition of 3 million healthy homes?
Well, I'm really fortunate here at Auriga. We have 67 amazing staff. Their experience is absolutely unrivaled. We really understand what we're doing, how to work. We understand the issues that people face every day. And we just know how to turn that aspiration into a reality. We've been doing this kind of work for 20 years. That experience really is second to none. And through the staff at Auriga, who are just absolutely amazing, we're going to reach that target.
And if you were to talk directly to the energy and water companies via this podcast, what would be your message to them?
It's really important that the energy sector and the water sector work together on this. We're innovating a new scheme to allow individuals to access the help that they need if they need a priority help, regardless of who their energy company is or who their water company is. One stop shop, you will be able to register yourselves, and then those companies will pick up your needs and help you directly.
Mark, thank you very much for participating in this first podcast, and we all wish you the very best of luck for the next ambition. Thank you.